If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And by the way, before we start the episode, guys, we just launched our Unfiltered Highlights channel.
Woo woo!
We put the best moments, the funniest clips, just all the, basically the good shit out of every episode. So you don't have to go back and try to find certain parts we
talked
about.
Rewatch something, skim through. It's going to be all your favorite moments, all posted on this channel. And yeah, just go through, rewatch the stuff.
Yeah, we post like 5 different clips every day from all different episodes that we posted.
Including the new ones too.
Including the new ones. So yeah, make sure to subscribe. We'll leave the link right in the description below.
Yep.
Baby, keep up.
I think some people were very mixed about the one time I got my teacher fired for drinking during class.
I think a lot of people were on your side about that.
I think so? A lot of people thought you were a snitch.
It was my teacher and she was drinking alcohol.
If my teacher was giving me C's and I found out she was drunk,
but if she
every
was cool,
class,
it'd be okay.
Yeah, but she wasn't cool.
Shoot.
No! Son of a, you didn't even get the start yet, Matt.
Shoot.
What happened?
At least it's not coffee.
Oh no, it's gray. Oh no.
Oh darn it.
Oh no. Uh-huh.
Wait, it kind of fell right off. That's good quality.
Okay, it's a.
Well, shout him out.
The sweater. Stay cool.
Yeah, Matt. Stay cool.
Stay cool and stay dry.
All right, put the mic on your face.
Okay.
Jeez. On your face.
Amen. I'm so sorry that I got this shirt. I got this sweater wet. I'm sorry.
I mean, well, that was a shitty intro. I guess we'll go into the intro then.
It's coffee time, baby.
Now that's how you do it. Happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday. Whenever you're watching this, happy day to you.
Baby, because we give views every single day. Y'all exactly. Keep it coming.
Exactly. Whenever you watch it.
I'm Mariah.
And that's Matt.
Oh, I'm Heath. Matt, Mariah.
Zane.
Welcome back.
Yes, I'm Zane. Imagine someone tuning in this episode for the first time. They're just like, what the fuck
this
is
show
this?
Sucks.
Oh,
next.
Yeah.
They got this set, but it's run like this. All right, well, welcome back to Zane and Heath and Folder.
Yeah, there we go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Y'all, I'm feeling it today.
Why
are alcohol? You
feeling
it? No, I'm not. Buzz, I'm not drinking any alcohol.
Excited.
Oh, you're definitely drinking alcohol.
Clarified.
I saw that.
Funny because when he spilled his cup, he said, "Oh, thank God it's not coffee."
Yeah. So what else is in there?
Nothing. Okay, I'm having a White Claw to finally loosen me up. But I got vaccinated yesterday.
Ooh!
I got the big vax. I am vaxxed and waxed.
Very good.
And it wasn't the two-dose one. It was the two-in-one. It was the Johnson & Johnson.
We should come out with Cremona vaccines. That'll be fun.
There should be a superhero called The Vaccinator.
oh shit, that's not a bad idea.
Sees a sneeze.
No, can stop all the germs.
So how'd you get, cool. how, like, did you get an email? Like, how'd you know that you were able to get a vaccine?
In Long Beach, they opened it up for people who work in the entertainment industry. And so a friend texted me and was like, you're eligible for
Must
it.
Must be nice, Matt.
Yeah, I wasn't informed either. And I have a really good,
there were
like,
very
doctor.
Few limited availability.
Why did you get it and not us?
Because Mike just texted me the link and said, here it is.
Oh, so it was Mike. That man gets everything.
He's well connected.
Tell us the process, though.
Okay, so we drive down to Long Beach. We get the vaccines. And I'm fine with shots. Like, I can handle them. You know, I like to hum when I get a shot. You know, like,
Okay.
Because I don't know. I'm not scared of them, but it keeps me, like, steady. What?
Do you look at it?
No, I cannot look at it.
This is what I do when I get a shot. I look up and go, and it's because if I'm loud.
Do you really? Oh, it distracts your brain.
Yeah, I don't like feel it when, when I scream.
You don't scream that loud.
I do. As Devin, I scream every time he injects me with the shit that I'm taking.
You should try humming.
Zane injects me with the whatever I'm taking.
The shit.
That sounded really bad. Yeah, the shit that I'm injecting. Just, none of you need to know about.
Well, when Patricia like plucks my unibrow, I like hum during that because that hurts.
I can look at the shot. I usually look if I get a shot.
Oh, donating blood? Oh.
Oh, yeah, I can look.
I can't. It's like looking when you're kissing somebody, just...
Eyes open.
The doctor's like...
It's illegal.
Why are you looking, sir?
So we got the shot, and then we had to sit in a parking lot and wait for about 15, 20 minutes to see if you had any allergic reaction. And they said, if you do have a reaction, honk your horn.
What
in the world? They don't know who it's coming from.
That's crazy. Okay.
So yeah, but we get home and it's expected you may experience a few side effects. You may experience a headache, chills, body aches. And I was feeling pretty fine. All of a sudden Mike was like, yo, I gotta go home. I need to like lay down.
He wasn't feeling good.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, you're overreacting. Cause I don't know. I was like, maybe it's just affecting you worse. Go home and rest. Then all of a sudden, right before I went to bed, it hit me hard. Like, I felt like my bones were like heavy metal. Like, they were made out of lead. I couldn't move them. Yeah.
Do you have to take like two shots? Because I heard it's like two. You have to take one.
That's the Moderna one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's been my past 24 hours. You guys... We're up on a hot air balloon.
And I am feeling just as run down as you are.
Yeah, I didn't even want to bring it up to you today because like that looked fucking terrifying. I don't know how you did that. Was that a last minute like decision you both made? Like what? How did you get there?
So our friend, you know Vince. He's a skydiver and
he owns Hubble Studios.
Right.
Right.
So him and his buddy wanted to skydive out of a hot air balloon.
That was not skydiving. That was a base jumping off a hot air balloon.
But yeah, he was just like, we're taking a hot air balloon up if you guys just want to go for the ride. And Mariah was like, I've never been. I want to go. Let's do
it. I've always wanted to do it.
I also didn't want to look like a bitch.
He's done it before.
I actually...
He's done it before.
Wait, skydiving or a hot air balloon? Jumping off a hot air balloon?
No. I actually went in a hot air balloon in Egypt. And it wasn't like super high or anything like that. It was just like a normal... It was just like a normal height. I think like maybe 1,000 feet.
Okay.
And I was still freaking out. Like I just didn't like it.
Hot air balloon.
Right.
I just don't
like the fact that there's no steering. There's no controlling. It's literally you go where the wind blows you and you go up or down.
And then you land wherever.
Yeah.
Like there's no landing place for hot air balloons. That's what Heath was saying.
It was just a big open field and he was like crossing the freeway.
We were literally feet from smashing into a tree and power lines.
And he was like,
and he had to gas it real quick and like pump flames up into it to get a little bit higher to clear it.
People have died on hot air balloons.
So listen to this.
Amanda Bynes' mom. Remember?
Moody's Point?
Yeah.
You're talking about us. Zane, I can't even believe you know
Dude,
that.
That's all I think about every time I see a hot air balloon. It reminds me of that show.
Some shit just sticks with you.
Okay.
Moody's Point. You don't remember Moody's?
Amanda Bynes show. Do you remember? She had all of her little sketches and segments. Yeah. There was always a segment called Moody's Point.
Yeah.
And it was Amanda who's like at her aunt's house and she's all upset, but her real mom is on a hot air balloon.
Still stuck.
And she's like, Moody!
Oh my god!
It never came down.
That's what you remember? Of all the things in life that was
You don't think that tank ever went out? You know what I mean? Like that hot air balloon just like stayed up there. Well, like, as kids, we didn't think about that. But now I'm just like, where the fuck is Moody points his mom?
But yeah, they can't control it. It just goes wherever the wind blows it. And you can just go up or down. And I went up in Egypt and it was terrifying. Just they say it's relaxing, but I don't think it is.
I was relaxed.
You're literally in a fucking apple basket. And you're just like looking over the
edge.
That
basket was so much bigger than I thought it would be. I literally was like, how many people are we bringing?
It's like it's literally woven. Wicker.
Yeah. How big is it?
They said the basket fits 20 people.
Like, what?
Okay, what does 20 people mean? Like you're packed in like sardines?
It's like there's little pockets. Like it's one big basket and it's divided into like six slots. Yeah.
Ryan does like a backflip. Back up.
Shit.
It was so cool.
She's like, I need to know my dimensions. I do something crazy.
That TikTok would crush. Oh, imagine. Yeah.
You could land in someone else's property.
Yeah.
So some guys would be like, get off my lawn. Like, what are you doing out here?
In Pennsylvania,
it's an invasion.
In Pennsylvania, there was a hot air balloon that landed in our neighborhood. They didn't have a choice but to land in the street.
Like, why? And there's not a law where it's like you can't just land your hot air balloon anywhere you want.
I don't know how it even is still
the area.
It feels so, I don't want to say medieval, but so medieval. That like, why? First of all, why was it fucking ever invented? Was it transportation? Was it for fun? Like, we're
good
we're
point. People, like, you know what I mean? Like, where are we going?
I don't know.
It's for the aesthetic because it looks pretty in the sky, but it's not pretty being in the fucking
basket. What's the origin of the hot air balloon?
I bet it's for weather or seeing distances to see when people in battle were coming.
Sounds about right.
You know
when
what I mean?
Was the first and up then they at shoot a high down point. Your balloon.
Yeah.
When was the first hot air balloon like created?
It's how Dorothy got home, right?
No. What? She wore a crown and came down in a bubble, dog.
Hold on. Dorothy gets
her
into
a... Her sister was a witch.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
But hear me out. Dorothy,
oh, shit.
There's a hot air balloon in Wizard of Oz, right? And she thinks she's going home. And then Toto leaves and she has to get out of the hot air balloon. Oh, and the munchkins are like, it's leaving.
Devin,
you should have got on.
Devin, what do you think?
Yeah, we gotta look this up.
I did look up. The first hot air balloon is
1780. Oh, my God.
The country got founded and they were like, let's make some hot air balloons.
I've never seen one with my own eyes, but it's bigger
Dude,
than
it's
I think
gigantic.
It is.
It's so it's much big, bigger okay. than yeah. I thought. Did so they, much bigger.
Fuck. Did they let you pull the
what?
Thing?
They
I don't
let
know.
Us the horn? The flame.
Oh, the yeah, to hit the flames. We could touch it.
Is there just like a little image of Dorothy going in the hot air balloon?
Oh, shit.
What?
Matt's right.
Ah, there was a hot air balloon.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. You know why? Because it's not in the sky. It's like in the middle of a building.
They couldn't afford the airplane budget.
Oh, you're right. I totally
Yes,
because
Toto hops out and she loses her trip home.
Yo,
what?
That's what your hot air balloon looked like today. Just
that's
fucking
what it felt like.
Janky.
Sorry, Matt.
It's okay. Y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
Because you were for a sec.
I don't even remember that scene in that
either.
Movie.
So you guys get up there and your buddies decide we're going to jump.
Right. So
they're
first
certified.
Of all,
so they
I didn't
want to
say this, but going up, I had previously gone in Egypt and found out a week afterwards that there was a hot air balloon accident. And there was like a failure, something.
The one that
wrong.
Happened in Texas where like 10
no,
people
in
died?
Egypt, where oh. I went and did it, the exact same spot. There was a huge accident and there was one in 2013 where like 19 people died and then
oh
another
my God.
One right after I had just did it.
Fuck that.
And I don't know if, I think like maybe one person died, like, but it was another bad accident. So like in my head, I'm like, holy shit. Like there's just nothing you could do. Like, something goes wrong, you plummet.
Oh, fuck no, baby.
So in my head, I'm thinking about this the entire time, and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. And everybody's like, we're going
We were
up.
Popping champagne. I was like, what champagne?
I'm fucking sitting in the bottom of the bucket.
Are you telling Mariah this,
no.
or are you staying strong? Okay.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but if he told me that before, I still would have went up. I don't know. I just have a lot of trust. I'm more scared of a plane than a hot air balloon.
What?
Because
the
I think...
dudes hooking it up looked like carnies, though.
Oh.
How can you trust a hot air balloon more than a fucking plane?
Well, I don't know what I expected. I don't know if I expected turbulence or something. I have no idea. It was so still. I could have closed my eyes and not felt like I was moving. It was so still. It didn't even rock if you walked around.
Okay.
Do they have like the sandbags? Aren't there always like bags of sand? Yeah, yeah. I'm always like, what's going on there?
Because when they jump, when they skydive, we shot up. Well, not like
the
fast.
Weight,
not
lose
fast.
The weight,
yeah.
Right.
So do you have to like pull the bags up?
He just like let it ride.
No, you have to let the hot air, I guess, just kind of like simmer.
Oh.
It was so calm and cool.
But when
we
were
the
up
sunrise.
There.
It was gorgeous.
It was really peaceful and pretty.
I loved it.
Yeah, right.
But also
it was
terrifying.
Quiet too. Quiet.
Yeah, like death. Death but is quiet.
This sucks.
As we were up there, they were like, okay, we got to do this quick because he was getting calls on the radio. Like, there's two Amazon 747s coming in 15 minutes.
He was so calm.
We need to get up and down before they get here.
Wait, Amazon's making planes now?
I guess, like, Amazon shipments coming in planes.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, we got to get up and back down before they start coming through. And I was like, could you imagine a wing just ripping through the side of your balloon?
Shit.
I wanted a parachute just as a safety precaution.
Yeah.
Did the buddies like hesitate at all? Like, I'm always like curious. You see the videos of guys who like, oh, we're skydiving. We're jumping off. I'm like, are they ever like,
yo, you still want to do this?
Your friends are here. Let's like, okay, just do it now. Like, are they?
They seem so chill.
They were,
about it.
They were just like, they climbed over and they were like, are you ready, bro? One, two, three.
Yeah.
Wild.
I mean, Vince has been going to, like, he went to, like, classes for that shit.
Yeah,
he
did
skydived
it, like, over,
so many times.
Like, 30 times, right? Like, by himself?
Yeah.
If I was, like, 15 years old and he asked me to go skydiving, I'd be like, 100%. Now I'm like, no.
Have you done it? You've never done it.
No. And now I kind of have no desire to.
You should do it once. You'll be glad you did it.
Sure.
Because I went twice.
Make
and
it
I'm
happen.
Like, I was like.
I'm not, but, like, the thing is, someone has to be like, we're skydiving today.
I signed
I'm not
you
going
up.
To. Open up the phone book and look up a skydiving place.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I will say you can get to the place. Like, I kind of got dragged into it. I didn't want to. And
skydiving?
Yeah. It was with Elton. No, we're doing it. Fuck it, Liz. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just go and play it off and see where it goes. And then it didn't hit me until we were in the plane going up. And then you're like watching yourself get higher and there's no turning back.
Yeah.
You can turn back, but it looks really bad when you don't jump off that plane.
Especially when everybody goes before you.
Yeah. It's weird because I wanted to back out when we were up there and I saved the embarrassment. I was like, this is gonna be so embarrassing if I have to come down in this fucking plane. And that plane was so scary. Dude, I didn't want to be in that plane for another second.
The door
it's just like rickety, made of aluminum. Just
it feels like it's going down.
Have
it's
you
like,
seen the video of the two skydive planes that collided? And
oh,
the people are getting thrown
it didn't collide.
Out.
What,
like those Skydancer people, or they?
No, the plane is like people are jumping out, and then another plane hits the skydive plane, and bursts into flames. And people are being like flown out Whoa. The side of the.
Oh,
the,
hold on!
The plane.
I thought the clip was the plane flying right under it. And they almost hit, but, like, the skydivers jumping out, it like, freaked them out, and they all, like...
No. They collided.
Okay, so that's a different video. Though.
How long are you falling for?
You're
skydiving?
A minute and a half.
Like a minute
what?
And a half?
Depends,
that's it?
It depends on how high you jump from.
That's it?
No, Mariah, if, like...
You know, exactly.
I'm
it's a lot
I'm thinking you have
of...
a whole, like, day of...
Well,
you would pass out.
That's true.
I bet you'd be so good at it, though. Like, in the Power
I'd be
Rangers...
trying to flip. Mariah, you have to pull the chute.
Yeah.
The least scariest part of skydiving is the falling part.
I heard it feels
like
nothing. Like,
it feels like nothing, but as soon as the parachute opens and you're sitting there.
I hate being under the canopy and you're just like.
Oh,
that's the
wow.
worst.
Because like, okay,
it's boring? Because
cool.
it's boring?
No. Because it deployed and you're like, cool, I'm safe. But then you're like, I'm still 2,000 feet in the air.
Oh.
And we're going down slow.
Oh, it's slow now. Right.
Yeah. And then
oh, wow.
I went with like a guy. So like you have to go tandem at first. And the heat, like, dude. I hated it. The guy thought he was like Mr. Cool. He was like a younger dude. And he's like, we're going to do some turns here. And I was like, okay, we'll turn around. I'll look behind me. And he goes, whoo. And the whole thing
oh, fuck
just
that.
Starts spinning. Dude, the G-force that you feel, like you're like this.
And you have
spinning.
This other man right behind you. You're like a baby, like being like cradled on another man's chest. And you're like, save
it
me,
is
Papa.
Awful.
And you know he's not feeling any of that because you're in front of him. So you're taking all that fucking Jeep.
He's just like on the back of your head. Just. And did you see the grandma that was jumping out and she slipped down into...
Oh.
Bro, have you seen that? It's fucking insane.
It I don't know.
Half her body was out of the fucking lane.
She's it's catching her by the elbow and the back of her knees, and her whole body is hanging out the bottom.
It was unbelievable. But she was like 90. Trapped? So like she lived her life.
Holding onto her instructor for dear life.
I just held on. You do what you got to do, you know.
Oh, Zane, here's the plane crashing.
No, what are we? Okay, yeah, welcome to Unfiltered, where we watch.
But he was a pilot.
Did one of the pilots like pass out or something?
It's probably miscommunication.
He jumped first.
Just miscommunication.
Miscommunication. Yeah. Completely, Mariah. That's what I was going to say. It was miscommunication.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I was like, let's just stretch this out. That's exactly what I was going to say. And to piggyback off of what Mariah just said about miscommunication, I think that was completely fundamental in this accident.
And I totally agree. Zane's trying to move the needle.
I think Mariah really hit the nail on the head with that.
I'm trying not to interrupt Mariah because people say we interrupt Mariah.
Exhibit A. I don't even notice it. That's probably not good.
So what was it? Like 4 days ago, I went to get some food with Todd, and Todd and Allie went to do something. I forget, but I was waiting outside and I see this car parked outside of the place, and the window was down, you know, the dog was safe, and the dog was the cutest dog. And I go up to the door, I'm like, oh, hi, just like literally just saying hi. And then I back up a little bit, and then I'm just like on my phone. This girl gets up, goes, huffs at me, grabs her dog, and goes back to where she was sitting and eating. Because she thought I was going to like take her dog. She thought I was stealing him because I like sat there around the dog. And I felt like I just wanted to go up to her and be like, hey, look, I wasn't trying to steal your dog. I'm not a dog napper.
Yeah.
But like I did.
I wonder if she maybe thought like you were about to like break the window and like call the cops about leaving a dog in the car.
No, I don't think because this girl like
why
did
wouldn't
not.
She come up and be like, oh, so like sorry, like I was going to. I don't know. Like
she
why huffed
she
just
at
huff?
You.
Yeah. That's
she cool. So, like, kind do of the what kind of huff was it?
Probably like a.
How's it going?
Okay, wait.
Let's do top 10 huffs.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have
Julianne.
It was kind of like a walked by me and just went, and then just like pulled out her dog.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but lately dog owners are just nasty. Every dog I even lay eyes on, I go up and pet dogs, but I'm like, oh, cute, like really cute. They ignore, pull
they,
away.
They pull it off.
Why have a dog? If you're going to have the cutest dog in the block, you've got to expect
people
to understand
it. I can't believe how many people pull their dogs.
Pull them.
It's like crazy. When you have a nice, nice car, you pull into a gas station. Someone's like, hey, is that the 66 Mustang? Hold on a second. You know, my father had one of these. And you're like, please, can I just go?
No, Heath loves it. That's the difference.
I'll talk shop all day.
Yeah. Mariah, you said that you had something that very interesting that happened to you.
Yeah, Mariah, what was the thing you said that was...
I'll tell you, Matt. To piggyback off of what you're asking. Let's change the narrative.
Yeah. Can we just pivot the
If you don't mind if I jump in real quick.
Yeah.
Just jumping in here. I hear you. I understand what you're saying. However,
all right.
Anyway.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Shut the hell up. Oh, let me just like give like a rundown. So the house that we live in, it was built in 1931. And I'm like a historical freak. Like I love history and
dust.
Who stepped foot where? Dust.
Yeah, we just want to find the old floorboard and pick out an old cigar box and
yes.
Open it up and there's an old watch.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And I want to know who wore it and I want a picture of who wore it and just
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Doesn't matter who it is. Just
right. Moving into this house, I was like, I really like Googled like hiring a historian. I was like, I want to know because there's a lot of history in the neighborhood and stuff. And I wanted to know because it's a very unusual house.
Yeah.
I just want to know the history of it and what the layout used to be and stuff like that. I've been begging since day one. Never got around to it. What are the odds? The other day, Heath and I are pulling out of the driveway and these three women are standing outside the house taking pictures. And we're just like, what the hell? Who are these people like taking pictures of the house?
Like
very like arm through the gate, like taking pictures and like
arm through the gate.
Yeah. I did like a loop around and I was like, that was really weird. Like Are people trying to get in right now?
Kind of like when people were taking pictures of the Breaking Bad house. Just just people are like,
which I've been to.
Yeah, Matt taking those pictures.
Don't go to the Breaking Bad house.
The lady I heard is crazy.
They sit out in their front yards at the Breaking Bad house and will just get mad if you get close to it.
It's then crazy. Don't buy the house then. It's so crazy to me.
They should have sold it. It should have sold it completely.
Yeah.
They low key like it.
Yeah, they must. They must like.
They gotta love yelling at everybody walking up.
Ugh, they have to. That's what I think. Okay, back to what you were saying. Sorry. Right.
So we're pulling out of the driveway. They're taking pictures. Heath loops around and I roll down the window and we're like, oh, like, hi, can we help you? And they're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. This is really weird. I lived here in the 70s. And I was like,
what?
I looked at Heath. I was like, this is not happening right now. This is not, you don't understand. Like, I have been begging. Like, what are the odds? Because I Googled the address. It doesn't come up online. Like, nothing comes up about this house.
You're like, hop in. Yeah. Hop in the truck.
So what happened?
We're like, oh yeah, feel free to take pictures, whatever. And she was like getting, not emotional, just like excited. And she was like, I lived here when I was 5 years old and telling us about the house. And Heath and I looked at each other and we were like, it's go time. And we were like, do you want to just come inside? And she was like,
she was freaked. Like, she was so excited.
Yes.
And she was like, can I take pictures? Can I take videos? Because the house that I was born in, I would kill to knock on the door and go and be like, can I please just stand inside?
And not have it be weird.
Right. And not have it be weird. Right.
So, and this happened. Like,
yes.
I feel like that should be customary. Like, that's
crazy.
Sort of respect that you like kind of owe it to them.
Granted, you probably got to go in and clean your bong out from sitting on your table. Be like, can we do this later in the afternoon?
It's like when the landlord shows up.
Yeah. They come in this room, they start crying because they're like, you ruined it.
There was a wallpaper of little ducks everywhere.
Like, so
she lived there when she was 5, so she was taking videos and pictures for her parents and her older sisters to like debunk what it did look like. Everything outside's original. The deck is not original. The kitchen was extended. She came inside. The one thing she really freaked out about, our bathroom, most of our bathrooms are updated.
Yeah.
Our master bathroom is floor to ceiling blue tile. Yeah. Like clearly like
that's
original.
That's been like that. Right. You tell.
And it confirmed that because as soon as she stepped in, she freaked out.
She like
was
started
like,
getting like,
oh
she
my
like
gosh,
started like
my
tearing
sister
up.
And I used to pretend like we were in space in this bathroom and we used to sit here and here. And I was like,
whoa.
Oh, like just, I was getting chills for her. Like I was so excited. I had these three strangers in my house, like freaking out. She couldn't remember where her bedroom was, but we did find out that, like, the room that we're sitting in now, this was extended to the kitchen. It was, like, there was more room.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that
like,
whole
the kitchen
was,
like,
is extended.
Further in, and then there was bedrooms where, like, the deck, like,
oh, the door. I can
so
see
she
that.
Didn't recognize, weird. Like, this corner, because I think this whole area was different. But the backyard and the guest house, she was like, this is, she said, we have a brick fireplace in the guest house. And she said, I have a Christmas card in front of this fireplace in the 70s.
She has to show you this Christmas card.
So right now they're on vacation. They're going to Palm Springs for the week. So when she gets back, I think they're from Iowa. When she gets back, she's going to send me pictures. But as of right now, she sent me a picture from when her parents sold the house. From the outside.
It's crazy.
Can we show
the
picture?
Yeah. Screw Whoa. Home renovation shows. I want to see shows where people just like show up at revisiting their old homes.
And that show pictures of what it, like she was walking around like, oh my God, this is so weird. Like, you know the front little fountain by the front door?
Yeah.
She was like, this is so weird. Like, this used to be a huge pond.
And she said the
I'm so, you guys missed them just by like that
I
moment.
I know, if anything, and we were taking our time that day to
so
get out
weird.
Of the house.
She like, comes back, she starts timing. Crying. She's like, guys, I'm so sorry. This isn't the house.
It was next door.
We found out it's not.
What's crazy is she kept going on about like who used to be in the area. So I guess Juice Newton used to live in this house.
Who's Juice Newton?
Do you know who
like
Juice Newton
is? An old singer.
Juice Newton. Let's listen to a Juice Newton song. Hold on. I'm kidding.
And then the neighbors were pretty much the whole cast of Happy Days. I don't know if
she
you guys
was like
have seen
the Fonz. The Fonz used to live across the street.
Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him at Trader Joe's.
Really?
What?
I saw him
right here.
I saw Henry Winkler at the Trader Joe's. Right.
You here. Saw Henry, dude.
Oh.
It's like seeing a fucking cartoon
Wait,
character.
When?
In real life.
Like a month ago.
Oh my gosh! So he's still in the area. Does he still live across the street?
Oh my god.
Oh
he posts TikToks.
Oh, weird.
I love it.
Yeah, he's got
it.
Angel in the Morning, 38. Juice Newton lived in this house.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Don't call me Angel in the morning, Angel.
Holy shit.
That's so sick.
I never through like
that's what Shaggy's
that.
Angel is based on. Like, oh, yes, don't call me Angel, right, you're right, my right. dog. So call me Angel in the morning.
She walked this house.
She lived here.
Holy shit.
That's so
wild.
Cool.
She walked these halls. She pooped in these toilets.
Mariah hears her at night. Or she's hold on, she's alive.
That's he's gonna be getting ready in the mirror.
Oh my gosh. That's so to know that she was in our master bathroom, because that's like the most original part of the house.
Juice Newton,
if getting ready in our
Is there, you guys need to reach out to her.
So also, she said when she gets back, she has videos of them playing in the yard. And she said the yard looks exactly the same.
Oh my God.
She,
I can't wait
to see
this.
That's going to be crazy watching that.
It's crazy. Do you want to see the picture that she sent? This is the original like listing.
From when they sold it.
Oh, no. No color? Oh my God. That's your guys' house.
I can't wait for her to show us pictures of the inside. That's what I'm dying to see.
I need to see the like the kitchen.
I need to look at that kitchen.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So this whole kitchen was
so sick.
I would love just to be a crazy person though and go up to a house and be like, I lived here.
Oh,
just
because
you're curious. Oh, this is different. We used to have this wall here. The people are like, oh.
Just come up with
this. But I live for those people. Like, people should do. I know there's creeps and crazy people in the world now, but that should be a normal thing.
Yeah.
Oh God, I would die. I would die.
Like us going back to the Denny house. You know what I mean?
But not
it's,
much.
It's only
has
been
changed.
A couple years.
Yeah, I know. We come back, it's like, it's still the same. Well, no shit.
It's still the little peanut pellets. Like, yeah. There probably is.
Oh,
though,
100%.
The
they're still finding him
like,
to this
like
day, I'm sure.
Like, it's static on the walls.
Yo, I remember being so pissed at Elton for that shit. I was so angry.
Explain it to the folks.
So our buddy Elton, he lived with us. He lived with me, he, Todd, and Scott. He did a prank where he put a bunch of packing peanuts throughout our entire house, bedrooms and everything.
A bunch is an understatement. It was 4 feet high.
Stuff to the brim.
Was it fun?
It was fun for the first 10 minutes.
Then you're like inhaling it.
And like, then you're just like, oh man, like, what are we going to do now? And I remember
when you try to clean it, it would break apart.
Yeah.
And turn into like smaller
pieces. Like the little balls that that stick to the wall.
It was in the bathroom. Yes. It was in Todd's room. Like imagine
drawers.
Just like what you have in your room.
No.
He didn't touch my room because my room was a disaster. So I would have lost like half the things in there if these packing peanuts were all in my room. So you didn't touch my room.
Just throw the room away.
Yeah, dude. Just start over, buy a new house.
Zane's room was like you know that scene in Star Wars where they're like in the
yes, and it's getting closed in. All the junk is rising.
It was just like there was just things living in
or
Zane's
escape
room
or escape room when the entire room is closing, but like halfway,
oh
that's what it looked like when everything's just destroyed and on the floor.
Oh my gosh!
Remember when a horse pissed in my fucking bedroom?
What
that was so
no,
funny.
I don't remember because I wasn't born.
You weren't.
A
born?
Horse pissed in your bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember when David brought him little pony? It was so fucking cute and pissed all over my bedroom. That shit was hilarious. That was Midnight Star. I think that was her name.
Sounds about
she
right.
She had a little purple star on her ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like horses where like the hair is dyed and stuff. I don't like pets where the hair is dyed.
I think it's like safe dye though.
It's safe, but it's...
That's weird. Don't fuck...
Just let them be... They're animals. They're wild animals. Let them be animals.
Wild.
Okay, let's calm down.
Should I bleach my hair?
Why?
Man.
Why is this a daily question?
I know why you like to bleach your hair, but sometimes when I see you with the bleached hair, it's when you get really red, it looks really crazy. Like you're seeing white hair and red face. I think it's more noticeable because your hair is so white.
I was tanning back then because of my psoriasis.
I need a compilation of Matt saying psoriasis and rosacea.
Psoriasis.
When you had that shit like all over your body, that was bad. And it happened for so long.
When we were on the cruise, it was miserable.
Yeah.
That's why I had to get vaccinated.
It was itchy, right?
You've been pretty good with it.
Yes, because I haven't gotten strep throat.
I thought you took shots to like for it not to happen again.
No, that suppresses my immune system.
Oh, okay.
And so my psoriasis stops overreacting. So I make myself, because my body keeps thinking it's sick when it's not sick.
Yeah.
So I had to take Humira and Cosentyx.
What's psoriasis again for the people listening?
Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease. You can either have it chronic or short term. There's very different There's a lot of different types of psoriasis. I suffer from guttate psoriasis, and usually that happens after I get strep throat. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks after I get strep throat, my body still thinks it's fighting off an infection, and I'll have these splotches that will take over. And Heath, what is so funny?
I'm having this vivid memory of you talking about this exactly the same way, and Zane being like...
I almost had a breakdown in the Vancouver airport because I'm like, guys, look at this. Look at my arms. Look at my chest.
You're panicking.
I remember I took like 4 Benadryl and I'm just like, I'll see you guys in LA.
It was scary because the shit wasn't going away. Yeah. It just stayed and it would not go away. And I'm like, dude, this is bad.
Yeah, I'll send a picture to Mariah to show it for the people of what I'll never forget going in the Vancouver airport and taking a picture of it and then texting Stoss because Kim Kardashian has psoriasis. and I'm like, Stoss, get me in contact with whoever Kim knows because this is getting out of hand.
I need it right now and I need the good shit.
Yeah. It's a celery juice shot.
Why you got juice. All those bumps?
You got eczema.
You got psoriasis.
No. How do we even get on? Oh, that's why I was standing.
Oh, but speaking of the old, like, historical stuff, what do we have here with World War II bomb?
Oh, you guys didn't hear about what happened to this college in England, I'm pretty sure. It's a college called Exeter. They found a bomb on their campus that was from World War I. And they were doing construction, and they came across the bomb. Everybody at the college had to evacuate the campus,
evacuate their
dorms, all the local apartments, and they all went like a few miles out and looked at what? Was that weird?
Yeah, did you see that?
It splashed, but there's only this much in it.
Hmm. Oh my god, was that juice?
Oh my god, juice. The cords just fell.
Juice Newton.
Oh,
no,
watch your head.
Oh, Juice Newton.
Call me Angel.
Oh, my God. The juice and the funny is going to hit different now.
Whoa! Oh, yeah.
Good, Zane. Very good.
Oh, I hated the smirk I just did. Oh, God. Cut that. I was like...
Nailed it.
Because I never get that. I never get that type of feedback from you guys.
Hey, guys, can we just take a few steps back in the conversation?
Circling back,
what was I talking about?
The people listening, they're like, oh, my God, the fucking bomb. Go.
Oh, the bomb. Exeter. They evacuated all the dorms, the campus, the local apartments, went a few miles out, and they had to detonate the bomb, and the bomb just exploded. Not like a nuclear bomb.
Oh, shit.
But like that...
Oh, I want to see.
Oh, my God.
So the land where this college campus is used to be an area that was a part of heavy, heavy warfare during World War I. And so some bombs were dropped in this area that never detonated. Can you imagine? Oh. There are bombs around you that have never detonated that could be.
Just imagine, like, imagine it blew up, but like nobody knew about this bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People would have thought it was like a fucking terrorist attack. Luckily, like they would have never found.
There's
gotta be more. Would they be able to find out that this bomb
They'd
was like an old bomb?
They'd probably find some shrapnel.
Yeah.
And be able to figure it out.
That's fucking insane.
Wait, what are you asking?
Like if this
it
bomb
just randomly went off without
everybody.
Them detonating it.
It killed everybody in the building.
I bet they have like different procedures for like construction because they know that they're in like a type of old war zone. It's just crazy to me. How do you have like a bulldozer thing like moving it and be like, wait, hold it.
Yeah.
This is a bomb.
And it was active. How does a bomb stay active for that long?
For
it's
that long.
That's insane. Crazy.
You know, there's so many also landmines out in Vietnam the Vietnam War that
people
have never...
People still die by just like stepping on it.
Yes. Like, it's... Thank gosh we do not live like in an old war zone, you know, with landmines. That's really scary.
Did you see the explosion in... Ontario, California?
The person who was stocking up
fireworks?
All the fireworks.
That was it was like eight houses.
That was fucking insane. Close to where we did the hot air balloon.
Really?
Could you imagine if we saw that while we were up there?
Oh my gosh.
The fireworks go through your fucking hot air balloon.
And then that gave me an idea. A firework scented candle.
No.
Okay, I do like the idea of like a 4th of July scent. You know?
Yeah.
All I'm smelling is Rocket Pops.
A Rocket Pop candle, and it has the different layers.
Okay, Rocket Pop with like a little hint of mustard, like a bit of spice.
Okay, can I ask
like some hot dog?
Can I ask a dumb question?
That's sure. Here. We're
maybe all your questions are dumb. But go
so
ahead,
you
maybe.
Have a candle, right?
Right.
And then the wax melts.
No, here we go.
Don't. So you've thought about it.
We all have.
You have the wax and it melts, mm-hmm. and okay. then it could like solidify again. But like, is it evaporating? Is like, wouldn't it just melt
and then reform
and then just
itself?
Reform,
I know.
And then it would be a never-ending candle.
Why does it empty out?
I can't
out?
Answer that.
It's a, I think it's evaporated.
But then you have candles that will like
melt
does over
heat
the edge
make
and then
it evaporate. Yeah.
But then I've also seen a candle that is set up so when it melts, it'll like drip down, and then you could like flip it over and relight it, and like it's a
there's candles like
almost
that?
Like an infinity candle.
Yeah.
So like, it's like it's a gas or wherever the wick is burning, and that is what's releasing the wick. That's what's
careful
burning.
Careful with
the,
those fingers.
I'm like, as the wick burns, the wax goes down. Right.
Right. Right.
I don't actually.
Hurry
know.
Up! Make something.
I'm
up.
Trying to. I want it to be like when I made up what water towers were, and I was actually
sense.
Right. So I want to try to get it right. You know what? I'm very curious. As you, but people, we've been lighting candles since the beginning of time. Well, if you burn a fire log, where did the log go? Where did the wood go? It burned.
It's ash.
It's ash, but like, you're telling me the whole log just goes into ash?
Yeah, it's wood.
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead. Let's get a lighter, Devin.
Don't hit it too what's hard, the only thing camera. That can evaporate? What's the only thing that they can evaporate? Water? Is water the only thing?
Your face! What
water?
What are we doing?
I don't know. But there's a reason. I just haven't Googled it. It doesn't keep me up at night.
There's a reason why we don't talk about shit like that.
We got him. We stumped the Schwab.
We got
you
him.
You see
boy.
How we tried these type of waters? We're just like, we just start compiling
everything we can do same. To try to not look stupid.
Well, this podcast is sponsored by.
Can this podcast Wick? Just be like 15 minutes long?
Can we do
let's
like
experiment?
Can we do themes?
Like this, dress up?
Yeah.
I mean, not we, like, we've tried it before.
You guys have?
Halloween.
Yeah, like Christmas?
A know, sweater.
But it would be fun to do like really in weird holidays and stuff.
Yeah, we could. I just can't come up with any.
Jungle.
Jungle.
Oh, I have so much
St. Patrick's Day. We could have been a leprechaun.
Oh, I wore green pants.
God bless the Irish.
What's clearer than crystal and stronger than steel?
You know, you know
what can make the dumb
things.
Talk? What can make the lame walk?
Heath,
what's the elixir?
We're watching. We're like, he puts on Jeopardy a lot now. He just has it playing. He knows 95% of the
you're
fucking
answering?
Answers. Heath, it's
why don't
insane.
You go on Jeopardy?
And I'm just like, yo, Matt, just go on the show. You would fucking kill it. He's like, yeah,
okay.
But they don't do like, because normally they do like theme shows.
Okay, on College Jeopardy, I'm a top contender. Top contender.
But you're not in college.
Regular Jeopardy, I make it second or third.
Why?
I will not
is it
win.
Just harder questions? Like,
yes, it's oh, really okay. harder questions. College Jeopardy, I can, I dominate.
You have to be in a college to do the College Jeopardy?
I think that they should make an influencer version of Jeopardy.
That would be incredible to watch.
I'm
I
surprised
would love
they haven't
to watch
done
that.
An influencer right. Family Feud.
We should do this on another segment. This is
another segment?
Or just like for another time, talk about.
We'll give him
no.
college ones and us are smarter than a fifth grader.
Yes.
And we've already known that we can't do it.
Yeah,
yes. No, let's.
Not.
We no. Devin and I have talked about this. We should do that on another date.
You're just
okay.
trying to embarrass us, Matt.
Mariah, I
you
actually
think
want to do it again. We
you
have to redeem ourselves.
Can I say something? People think like, oh, Matt just thinks he's so smart. He's Mr. College Boy.
Because
guys, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I just happen to be
you know,
a sponge. I'm a sponge for stuff that I'm interested in. I do not know everything. I am not the smartest person
he's
in the room.
He's book smart, not street smart. We know that.
Sure, but there are also some book stuff I do not know. Like, it's dense in certain areas, but I just, for the record, I don't think I know everything.
We don't think you know everything, but you do know a lot of things.
Yes, but I know, but I think some people think like Matt just
I mean,
thinks
fuck
he knows
them.
Everything.
If they're gonna judge you for knowing too many things, that
well,
means they're just
people got mad. I thought Germany, jealous. They drove on the other side of the road in Germany and they didn't.
Fuck them. They're just hey, these people that are
you didn't know
you,
that, Matt?
Jealous. Fuck what they think.
What's the road in Germany where there's no
the
speed
Autobahn.
Limit? Okay, he's good. He knows his automotive.
What is the Autobahn?
So we were gonna ask what Matt is Jeopardy questions, but we wanted to save it.
Yeah, we're gonna save that for another time.
And then, add in, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions for me and Mariah?
I will not be participating. I will not be participating.
You have to participate in it, Mariah.
I don't need people to confirm and remind me that I'm an idiot.
Well, last time we did that.
Mariah and I had a bad couple of days after that video.
Yeah, that was pretty
rough. It definitely
rough.
Puts you in check.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I think my problem is I don't, even in school, I don't ask questions when I don't know something because I'm embarrassed that I don't know it. But that's what learning is. You ask questions, and
there's
I don't
no
do it because I'm like,
question.
If I realize that everyone else around me knows what's going on and I don't, I'm embarrassed to ask, so I won't do it.
But usually, the moment when you ask, "What does that word mean?" or "What does that mean?" that's the moment where you really remember it.
I just didn't care what I was learning about. I only cared about the things that I had fun with, like math. Was a lot of fun because I was able to just understand everything, even the hardest math questions. I was able to understand it, and understanding something was fun to me. But like English, Spanish, everything, like it just like I just wasn't interested in it, so I didn't care to learn it.
Yeah, like I liked history. I was good at history.
Yeah, I like I'm math because it's definitive.
Like, yeah, there's always an answer. You can get it right.
I don't like the whole interpretation stuff. With English, that it's just like,
yo, baby, I fucking soared in the SATs for the math, but
what
color is
math?
Blue,
bro. Mine, don't. I probably have the Guinness World Record of the
God, where is this going?
Wait, go on. Are you about to say you had the Guinness World Record of the highest math SAT score?
No, I had the highest score in math, but the lowest score in English. Like, it made no sense.
The biggest difference?
The biggest difference in scores between both tests.
Like A and F?
Like, English, I had like a fucking 5, and then math, I was on 1450. I soared in the math one. And the English one, I was just
you're like...
Because I can't read and then answer questions about what I just read.
Are you dyslexic?
I'm a lot of things. I have no idea.
I think you may be dyslexic.
I was not
and you've
properly
never, you've never really created. Had to like sit down and read something in a while.
Zane will be like, what does it mean?
So you've been avoiding just large things of text?
No, I'm the same way. If I have if someone gives me a large paragraph, I go straight to the end first. It's so bad.
Or
I'll read the first word, the second word, then I drop to the bottom and try to put the pieces together what I think it said. Yes. That's how I read.
Right, tell me you didn't do this on the English test. You'd read the question and you would go and look for the
try to find the word.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. That's so good.
I would see one word in the question and I'd be like, okay, apology.
Oh, I would take the pam the little short story they give you and I'd kick back. Just read it.
Turns his book light a little bit more.
Yeah.
So nothing was interesting. It wasn't interesting.
We had a good.
I couldn't contain information. I could not contain it. I would try. I really would try, but nothing would be going on. It would literally be everything right over my head. I'd be thinking of too many other things.
So before you call us idiots.
What the hell is for dinner?
Before you call us idiots, really just sit there and think.
I've always had like a really hard time read. Like I can read something and I'll be like saying the words in my head and I'm like reading it in my brain.
Yeah.
And I know, like I know what I'm reading, but I'm having a completely different thought at the same time.
In your
time.
Head, you're like, I'm reading. I am reading this book.
No,
I'm turning this
page. Yes. I just read the word. I don't put it together what it's supposed to say. I'm just like.
Yeah. I think one day Matt gave me a book to read and I was reading for 10 minutes and the entire time while I was reading, I was going,
I'm reading a book.
Look at me.
No, like I can read a sentence and it'd be like the green towel was blah 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 and I'm stuck on green towel. My eyes will still be going, but then I'm like, oh, I have a green towel in the bathroom.
Yes.
Did you ever have to like after reading a page, you had to turn it back and reread the page because
you
blocked out.
You know how I know I don't retain anything and I know I'm a bad reader is if I put a book down and I don't have a bookmark and I try to go back and find my place.
Nothing looks familiar.
Where the fuck was I?
That's me driving to the same store every single day, and I'm like, this doesn't look familiar at all. I pick up there every day.
I could talk about this for hours.
I'm comfortable, right? I could talk about being an idiot for hours.
Do you guys put the phone like GPS on to go like down the street, like somewhere you clearly know where to go? But it's just like
I'm annoying with it. I don't like doing it because I want to remember like. Where I'm going.
I know.
I want to figure it out.
It depends off if It depends on if I'm in a time crunch where I want to get home. What's the fastest way?
Yeah.
I can usually jive and like figure it out.
Yeah.
I know how to get to the Burbank Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I put GPS in.
Oh, because yes, all this it starts becoming like a grid system.
I don't remember any names.
Oh, I turn on Magnolia, right? And it's like, nope, you should have turned.
Yeah, is it right or left? I know it's on the
and
block.
And I think we just right know that when you put it in maps, it takes you the fastest route. You don't want to take the same route because it could be a longer route.
In my head, I'm like, I could get it wrong and I could miss a turn. But if I put it in, I know it's like.
You'll never miss a turn.
Like, why not just do it? And then it's right there. I can look and just double check my work.
Yeah.
There's times where I'm ballsy. And if I'm like 30 minutes from the house, I have the rest of my day, I'm like, I can figure it out.
That's fun.
But there's times like when you lived in Porter Ranch, there was times where like I would try to figure my way back. And it would take
She'd
me like
late
2 hours.
Minutes.
I hated driving to Porter Ranch.
Because you go down a highway, but then there was another highway and there was like another one too.
Yeah, there was like three or four different fucking highways you have to take. But like to piggyback off what you were saying.
Stop. What the fuck?
Devin had to drop me off because I didn't have my car. And I'm like, you know, well, I don't need a GPS. We missed the fucking turn.
It's also a little more frustrating in LA because if you miss a turn, you're gone for 10 more minutes.
Oh, yeah. You miss an exit, you're fucked.
Yeah. Oh, if I miss an exit, I will put it in reverse before I go to the next one. On the freeway.
You're like.
No, well, Vicky would do it.
Well, since y'all love to learn. You want to know what I learned?
Yeah. What'd you learn, Zane?
Okay, when you're watching the news and the news says that there's a 30% chance of rain, what do you think that means?
I would say there's
exactly what
a 30% chance
that it's gonna rain, right?
Yeah,
that's what
it's
we all
the
thought.
Odds.
That's
it's
what,
the odds.
Exactly, that's what I thought too. So when it says 30% chance it's gonna rain, it's 100% chance that it's gonna rain, but only 30% of your area is going to rain. Like 30% of the whole area is going to rain.
Why wouldn't they say it like that instead of saying there's a 30% chance of rain? Why don't they be like, it's going to rain today. 30% of the area is going to be covered or something.
I guess 30% of the area.
Yeah, that's your chance, though. That's your chance.
Like, it makes sense, but it doesn't at the same time. Because
it can be cloudy with the chance of meatballs.
Right.
It's
not funny.
It's going to rain. I get it. But
the chances of it raining
in your area, 30%. If they can see that a bunch of rain is coming in from the east towards LA.
Well, how big is the area?
The LA area. But
LA
it could
County?
Hit, but it could hit Long Beach.
LA County?
I don't know.
Wherever they're like.
Probably the city of Los Angeles?
I bet with the weather. The weather.
Not fucking Anchorman.
Are we going Burbank?
Weather app on your phone, I bet, knows the exact zip code you're in and will tell you 30% or 20%.
Theme. That's a good theme. We should dress up like the Anchorman cast.
Oh, yes. We all wear suits and stuff.
Very good.
We give reports.
The browns and the mustard.
We do green screen all around.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that. It'd be the girl in the pencil skirt.
Very good. I like that.
Next week, when we have Will Ferrell on.
We can only get the guy across the street.
Is that happening?
What?
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. I saw a TikTok that was pretty. I saw a TikTok recently saying that was pretty disgusting.
What was it?
It was a clip from the show Dirty Jobs. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember the show Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe and he would do like dirty things? When you flush your toilet after you use it, you should shut the lid of your toilet before you hit flush. Because after you use your toilet and you hit that flush button and it's still open, the particles go everywhere. Everywhere, Zane. On your clothes, on your walls, on your toilet paper, on your toothbrush.
Why do I not
That doesn't
care?
Matter. It's like a fart.
I've had the lid open my entire life, and I live to tell about it.
It's like a fart. You know what I mean? It's like
farts
are
nasty when you think about it.
That's a gas.
Like, that is some stank shit that just came out of your asshole and is now being inhaled into my nostrils.
It's a gas.
Doesn't matter. That came out of your butt. Like, when you really think about it.
He was heated about it.
Well, that's why I always get disgusted when he fucking toots into the microphone.
It is so gross when you really think about it.
Yeah, but, like, in the end of the day, you don't. It's like, yeah, it's on you, but, like, you don't smell it. You don't see it. Who cares?
It's funny because I had that thought, though, when I just went to the bathroom, I flushed the toilet, and my drink was there, and I was like, I heard about the poop particles, whatever. And then I came walking out, and then we just talked about it.
Well, in the episode, they did the black light. And they flushed the toilet with the particles and then showed the black light. And it, dude, it was everywhere.
It's human nature. It's fine. Whatever.
It's like when you drop an M&M on the floor. You pick it up.
5 second rule.
Yeah.
I don't like these new discoveries. You shouldn't do this because this.
I'll do what I want.
All right. For the people, sound off in the comments. Who likes to shit? Who likes to close it? I have now closed the toilet every time I've used it since that TikTok.
Come on.
I think about it every time. Proper manners.
It's not manners. It's just like...
I really don't give a shit.
Very good. Very good, Matt.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we want to bring the segment back. It's our Florida news segment.
There's new shit happening.
There's always something in Florida.
We could do this every day, but we just forget
to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuning in to the Florida Man news segment, where every episode we bring you a bit of Florida news. A man who's in... I'm completely just vamping.
I like it.
All right, whack Florida news. Thank you, Devin, our news source researcher who has brought us all of these different headlines and highlights of Florida news.
I want to do the prompter test.
I know.
All right. Florida man does cannonball into giant fish tank at the Bass Pro Shop.
It's gotta be yes. I knew it.
This is a fucking... Oh, would you pull this up from 2012?
Is this recent?
I've never heard of this.
As you know, at a Bass Pro Shop, there's a huge aquarium where it's like kind of open.
It's giant.
Yes.
I remember this used to be a thing in like the 2000s of the kids. You would run in and jump into the aquarium.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Would you do it?
Nah.
Honestly, I'd be scared because there's some big ass fish that are in that tank.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Should we roll clip?
I just don't want to
roll clip.
Caught on camera. Love that.
Oh.
Oh, he's climbing the stone wall.
Oh boy.
Cannonball!
Oh, wow.
What was the guy with the pole who was like,
"Wait, whoa, how did he get out of that?
That's tough glass."
Wait, no, play it.
Whoa!
If I had to pull myself up, I'd have to get my chest over, throw a leg. And then shimmy.
But you're underwater. You're lighter.
That glass.
It looked like he
bust.
Walked over it. Jumps in. Okay, great. And out.
He just pulled himself up.
Smooth.
I'm surprised he got his feet up there.
I bet your adrenaline kicks in after you do a big no-no like that, and you're just out. Like,
I want to see him land and like slip.
You want to see him get hurt, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I love the dude who's like holding the pole. He's like, get. Like, look at this guy with the pole.
He's gonna stop.
Like, what is he gonna do? He's gonna like spear him.
All right, next.
Florida man sentenced.
See, I already know what happened because I read the last sentence.
Oh, Florida man sentenced 20 years in prison, $251,000 fine after cutting off wife's lover's penis.
Well,
hold on.
So this guy, Alex, a Florida man, was accused of breaking into homes of his wife's lover and cutting off his penis with scissors, and he has pled guilty.
You know how hard it would be to cut my penis off with scissors?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
What kind of scissors are we talking about? We're not talking about, like, paper scissors.
Garden shears.
I feel like it would have said in here shears, you know what I mean?
What if it was the crazy scissors with, like, the jagged...
Oh, yeah. The design.
I remember, like, the design.
That's all he could find.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just like safety ones? Like, oh God, it would take like 30 minutes.
Funny. Or those ones that used to have
sewing
that little
ones.
The little
the
rubber.
Rounded,
or the kind
rounded
of the rubber
tip.
That you would like kind of pick at.
Yes, yeah, you would peel it. It's just kind of cozy. And it would be just like silver underneath.
Yes.
Like
wow.
How do you hold somebody down?
Well, in 2019, he caught a man having sex with his wife in his house. And a few days later, he went into the home, who happened to be his neighbor, tied the man at gunpoint, completed the gruesome act with scissors.
Trigger warning for the men. Penis cutting.
I know. Whenever you hear about like your penis is getting cut off, it just makes you...
Oh, my God. Two girls, one cup. That's something else. I think everybody should watch that because that is just unbelievable.
That's a riot.
It's a cinematic masterpiece.
It is a roller coaster. And the music? Have you ever seen the TikTok where like someone who's pouring like something that looked like shit in a cup, and they played the music, and everybody was just freaking out.
I feel like
out.
If something like that came out nowadays, it wouldn't even be like. Oh no!
I feel what's like, weird is like I feel like I haven't seen any of that stuff since then.
I wonder if like we're just older now and we don't like hear it.
I think there's people out there making videos like that still. 100%.
But did you see Two Girls One Cup?
I never watched it.
What happens in Two Girls One Cup?
I don't know.
She's never seen it.
I know, but use your imagination. What happens?
There's like shitting involved, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's all I know.
But it's two girls and
a cup.
So yeah. Okay. What do you think happens? This is like
paint a picture.
I don't know. They shit into the cup on top of you. I don't know. I have no idea.
Just like really,
I can't even
really
like come up with something.
Come on, no, Mariah, just use your brain. So
I can't even come up with something.
We recreated like a drunk history. It's Mariah's version of two girls, one cup.
I love drunk history.
So this
I
is your.
I love it.
I know you're not drunk.
I'm sober.
But
I'm
Mariah,
so
just paint
saying,
a fucking picture.
Paint a picture and say there's two. God. You already got one
the
part
thing
right.
The thing is, like my sense of humor is so opposite of that. I can't even come up with
we
something
don't,
like
it's
funny.
It's not funny.
Nobody watches two
no,
girls, one cup.
No, you don't understand. Zane, you have to understand me right now. My brain is empty. I'm like two girls, one cup. They shit inside the cup. That's all I got.
There you go. You're halfway there.
All right, that's all I got. No, I can't even be like, oh, I don't know. They threw it at each other. I don't know. That's not funny. Just,
yeah.
It's not funny. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not
like,
funny. It's crazy.
To the people who are listening
I
who
just
have seen
no
it,
interest.
I highly discourage it. If you haven't seen it, do not watch it.
I mean,
do not. I don't know.
I think back then it was disgusting, but now it's just, it seems more normal.
I just like the idea of her version. It's two girls pooping a cup. They're like, that's it.
There you go.
They
ate it.
Yeah.
They very it. Cool.
It's not cool, Mariah. We don't find it. It's just, it was a video that came out
yeah,
when we
it's
were,
absurd.
We
it's
were
absurd.
Kids when this video came out. So we were just like, what? Oh my God.
Mariah's like the director going, very cool. Very cool. And then they eat it.
Very cool.
Mariah's like, sorry, I don't like what you guys like. He's like, we don't like it.
No, I know. I just, like, even when it was popular, like, I just never wanted to look it up. I just wasn't interested in the hype. I don't know. Just from hearing what it was about,
nobody's
I was just like,
nah.
Nobody's
like, yo, you got it too. Like,
yeah, no, but everybody's
seen
it. Everybody,
everyone's on your side.
Yeah, I'm saying... Right, everyone's on my side, but I've never looked it up. Everybody else has looked it up. Like, I
didn't
I
look
know.
It up. Somebody, like, was like, have you seen this?
It was one of those things where it's like, yo, bro, look at this funny video, and the link, you go to Two Girls, One Cup. It was one of those type of things.
Right.
Okay, so Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested a mother and daughter for illegal access to hundreds of students' of accounts. The FDLE says the access was used to rig the homecoming queen vote at Tate High School in Pensacola.
Okay, wait a second. Why is this that
high
big
school,
of a deal?
Right.
It's a high school pageant. There's no money involved.
I won
this
the
This is serious, Zane.
Mama, am I not good enough? You better be, sweetheart. You're going to be the Pensacola pageant queen.
It's homecoming, like homecoming school.
Mom, it's not even
a pageant.
How do
oh, it's homecoming.
With that homecoming scandal in Florida, an elementary school assistant principal and her daughter arrested for allegedly hacking student accounts, casting hundreds of fake votes to elect the daughter homecoming queen. TJ,
stop the counts.
You think about fixing a high school election, it conjures up images of stuffing ballots in a box in a cafeteria. But in this case, the kids at this high school voted via an
app.
They voted virtually for homecoming queen. And that's where this story goes from being maybe just a shame to being a crime. Police say the mom and daughter had to illegally access accounts of hundreds of students, accounts that had a lot of personal information of those students.
Okay.
Also, the daughter could wear the crown.
Oh my God.
So
imagine cheering for
it. Oh my God.
After you just fucking rigged it.
And she was an assistant principal?
Just not even worth it.
I just want to know, was it the mom or the daughter who was like,
the mom?
But the mom was like, let me hack into the mainframe, sweetie.
She was bragging about it.
It is not.
That's not even worth
it. And they did it to win. To win the crown. Honestly, I gotta kind of applaud that.
Of course. You
They're do. Not doing that for money or any gain. They're doing it
for the clout.
For the clout.
For the clout.
For you, son of a bitch.
For some Pensacola points.
Show me the good old, the breaking the crown in half. And
yeah.
Or she wins. She does this, wins, and then she pulls that shit after. Guys, this isn't just my crown. It's fucking just the...
It's ours.
It's ours.
Were you nominated?
Fuck. No, they had... I don't know if every school is like this, I didn't expect it. You have to be in a certain amount of like clubs, and you have to have a certain like, GPA. There's like, it was people that would like serve the school and stuff like that. They would use those, pick those people.
Oh, so you couldn't do it on just popularity.
Right. It wasn't popularity.
You had to do it on service.
I thought it was always popularity.
Well, that's why I said like my school was probably a little different.
I won twice.
Homecoming, you won King? Homecoming.
I won Homecoming Prince 2 years in a row. Oh.
What happened to King?
King. Well, they didn't like the idea of Matt King being king, so they got to give it to Leonard Williams. He ran a great campaign.
Oh God! Imagine passing out buttons just to win out fucking Homecoming.
Guys,
oh,
I don't take pride in that at all. Yeah, by any means.
Yeah, you do. You're a prince. You were a prince.
The parade.
I fucking knew it.
On the fucking field.
I gotta say, there was nothing cooler than getting out of school early, sitting in the back of a Mustang, and waving at the
town. You guys did that? My mom always talked about. So she went to our same high school.
Yeah.
And it was the whole, like, just everybody's convertible. And everybody just sat on top and they would drive around.
I've never seen that
Or,
shit.
Like, they would do cop cars, like, cool cop cars and stuff like that.
Usually it was somebody whose dad worked at the local Ford dealership and they would donate the cars.
They didn't do that when we were in school.
No, we didn't get shit.
Guys, if you went to South Plantation High School, we want to know. We want to know you went there because we want to see how the fuck it's doing right now. I want to walk in.
I sometimes go on, like, the Instagram and, like, check in.
I go on my high school's Instagram too.
I found
high schools have Instagrams.
Yes, I found my vice principal at my high school was following me on Instagram, and I just got curious and I opened up the message thing and it was like, Matt, we'd love to have you on the website.
Yeah,
like,
my teachers DM me too. Yeah.
Oh, our school did not, would never do that for us.
Our teachers don't want to associate with us. Did Zane and Heath go here? I don't think I've heard of them.
We all graduated 2011, so. Right?
2012.
2011?
2010.
Oh, you're a
grade. I'm a grade older than you
Remember
guys.
Whoa, that's
like, if this isn't high school.
Pete, that's pretty crazy that he was a grade older than the grade over us.
Wait, why?
I don't know. Like, no, I always see everybody here the same, like,
as equals.
Yeah.
But some people are a little bit better.
Yeah, I need to haze you guys.
Are we all gonna go to our high school reunions?
Yeah, ours absolutely. Got canceled. Well, because it was 2020.
Oh, shit.
Because of Corona.
So they're not going to have it anymore?
I don't know. I got to check back in.
You guys are on your 10-year.
This is our 10-year.
It happens this year.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Do you want
to
go?
You have to go. Would you go with Heath to the reunion?
Would I invite her?
Oh.
I don't know if she would want to go.
Yeah. We just talked about how interested I am in, like,
Can you come
history.
For as my date?
I would like to see it.
I would like to see it.
I like the beat.
Well, guys, we're going to end this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in again. We love you guys so much. You could check out the audio version of this podcast. We post on Monday, every Monday. And on Tuesday, every Tuesday, video form, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm, that's guys, right. We got Cremota coffee fully back in stock. We got the bags, all flavor K-Cups. Go to Cremota.com to get your own. And we actually have two new flavors coming out a few days after this is uploaded.
You guys, we've been working on these flavors for a long periodically time, and it's finally fucking coming out.
Baby, ask and ye shall receive.
Exactly. And you guys have all been asking for these flavors. We took a little survey, and these were the two flavors we needed to have. So
that's right.
Who we're going to have as a guest next week? We've been having very good guests, and we want to keep it. Keep the good guests coming.
Well, ask the people, who would you guys love to see?
Ooh, good idea. We've never done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, put in the comments who you really want to see in that fucking chair.
I wish there was a way to vote.
Well, yeah, but you can vote on comments. Someone puts a guest they want, and then everybody has to vote on it.
So, yeah, a survey.
A survey, mm-hmm. Exactly. What else we got going on in our lives? That's it? Any plug? You guys want to plug in anything?
My phone.
Very good.
No.
Best Golf Channel.
Yeah, make sure to subscribe to Best Golf Channel.
I want you to be the first guest.
They're foreign.
I legit, if you look at my Amazon purchases just now, I'm buying golf pants.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yes.
Do you have clubs?
No.
You should probably get clubs before pants.
Yeah, buy me some too.
I can't.
Why? If you can afford the vaccine, you could afford my golf
pants.
I did not
pay for the vaccine.
You stole it?
No, I was given the vaccine.
I don't know if this is a stupid question.
Oh, wait,
but
you don't pay for the vaccine? Am I an idiot?
Why do you have to pay to get COVID tested, but you don't?
You don't have to pay to get COVID tested.
Yeah, you do.
For some certain sites and stuff you did, every time I got a COVID test, I've never paid for one.
I paid $150 every time.
Yeah.
What?
What?
I would just go on the CDC website and go to the COVID test and wait in line for like 10 minutes and get tested.
What? Hold on.
We're getting scammed.
Damn. We weren't even doing real COVID tests.
They're probably doing rapid ones where they get the answers.
That's probably what y'all were getting.
Okay, oh, yeah. Because I had to take a couple for shit that I was doing.
I know. Well, anyways, guys. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We love you so much.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.